Welcome back to Keeping It Real with Coach Roz, coming off mute. I am your host, Dr. Rosalind Willis, better known as Coach Roz. I remind everyone that I can, as long as you have a pulse, you have a purpose. I am so excited about this podcast for so many reasons. It's a subject I'm very passionate about because I've had to deal with loved ones going through addiction. And so I'm not only talking to you from a counselor standpoint, or a professional standpoint, but from someone that has experienced it up close and personal with family members. So I'm sharing with you all what has worked for me. Okay, so let's dive in. Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Keeping It Real with Coach Roz, coming off mute, where we dive deep into life's toughest challenges and find real solutions together. I am your host, Coach Roz, and today we're tackling a topic close to many hearts, supporting a loved one through addiction. Addiction doesn't just affect the individual, it ripples through families and communities, leaving a trail of pain and confusion in its wake. But here's the thing, fam. We can't just sit back and watch our loved ones struggle. We got to step up, show up, and hold space for them on their journey to healing. Step one, keep it real. First things first, fam, we gotta keep it real. Addiction thrives in the shadows of denial and secrecy. Have those tough conversations with your loved one. Let them know you see them, you hear them, and you're here for them no matter what. One of the things that I put in this particular flyer, you know, with the steps, it says you're not yourself anymore. A lot of times the one that is an addict, he or she is in self-denial, and they may think they still look the same. They may think they still act the same, but they're completely different because the drug has changed not only their attitude, but their outward appearance as well. It's counting on what drug they're using. It could be very drastic of a change in appearance. So step two is educate yourself. Knowledge is power. Fam, take the time to educate yourself about addiction. What is it? How it works? And what treatments are available? The more you know, the better equipped you'll be to support your loved one through their journey. I can truly say that I dealt very closely with my baby sister that had an addiction of meth. She's been on my show before, and she's always left an open book for me to be able to talk about, you know, what she's went through in her transition. Thank God this year she's coming on 9 years clean and sober. All glory to God. But I remember thinking, and this is, again, when I was uneducated, and some of you out there listening right now, you may have the same mindset that I had before I was educated. So I would think, now she knows better. She wasn't born on no drugs. She didn't try drugs. She needs to just leave it alone. You need to just quit. You need to just walk away from that. Just don't do it no more. That was what I thought. But as I began to educate myself, I began to understand it's not that easy. I began to understand that it's more to it than what I knew. Step three, set boundaries. Boundaries are like guardrails on the highway of life. Fam, they keep us safe and on track. Set clear boundaries with your loved one about what behavior is acceptable and what's not. And most importantly, stick to those boundaries like your life depends on it, because sometimes it just might. Step four, practice empathy. Addiction ain't a choice, fam. It's a disease. And that is what I learned. That when I learned that going through addiction treatment with my sister, that was one of the biggest awe moments I had. It's not a choice. It's a disease. It changes your way you deal with the person that is addicted. You stop telling them, just stop doing drugs. You don't have to do drugs. You begin to understand that it's a disease. It's a sickness. It's something that's beyond them now. They may have started out being able to control it, but after a while, the drug takes control of them and the addiction takes control of them. Practice empathy and compassion towards your loved one. Try to understand what they're going through without judgment or blame. Let them know you're there to support them no matter what. And I always say, pray, pray, pray. Pray and ask God to give you the tools to be effective to help them, to walk beside them, that you would not be a knife to them, not be somebody to tear them down, but someone that build them up. They're already in a low place. They need someone to help them up, not push them down. So ask God for guidance. Step 5, encourage professional help. Ain't no shame in asking for help, fam. Encourage yourself. Encourage your loved one and yourself to seek professional support, whether it's therapy, counseling, or a support group. Recovery is a journey, and ain't nobody got to walk it alone. It's so important to be a village for someone that is dealing with addiction. More times than 10, you know, they lose everything. I mean, people walk away from them. If they're married, they get divorced because the addiction has literally taken over them. Some mothers lose their kids. Fathers lose their kids. Families are ripped apart because of addiction. Step 6, foster open communication. Communication is key, fam. Create a safe space for open and honest dialogue with your loved one. Listen without judgment. Speak from the heart and let them know they can trust you with their deepest fears and struggles. Step 7, practice self-care. You can't pour from an empty cup, fam. Take care of yourself, your mind, your body, and your soul. Make time for activities that nourish your spirit, recharge your batteries, and keep you grounded in love and light. It's very important when you are helping a loved one that is dealing with an addiction that you don't get lost in the process, that you don't get to the point where you're taking care of that person and you're worried about that person, but you're not taking care of yourself. That can be very, very bad for you. So make sure that you are doing your due diligence by making sure you're taking care of yourself first. It's almost like the airplane analogy. You know, when you get on the plane and they say, you know, here are these masks. If you have to drop these masks down, if you're sitting beside a child, make sure you put the mask on you first. And that's hard when we're a mother. We want to protect our child first. But the truth of the matter is, if indeed we pass out, the child may not know how to take care of us from that point. But if they pass out, we know what to do from there. So it's that mindset of make sure you're good so that you can be good for the person that is walking through the stages of, I call it, healing and deliverance from addiction. Seek support. You don't have to do this alone. Reach out to friends, family, support groups for guidance, encouragement, and solidarity. Can't talk today. We're all in this together. And together we're stronger than that spirit of addiction, in Jesus' name. Step 9, celebrate small wins. Recovery is a journey, not a destination, fam. So when you have someone that is, you know, they come to you and they're like, you know what, cousin, sis, aunt, uncle, mom, dad, I'm tired. I don't want to do this anymore. I want help. I want to start my life over again. I can't stand the way I look. And they come to you with everything. You take them to a place where they can get help. And at the end of this podcast, I'm going to leave a resource for you that I know works very well. And so you'll be able to contact them if you have a loved one that needs to go through, or if you yourself is listening in and you need to get help. I'm going to give you some resources at the end of this podcast, okay? So it's very, very important that you acknowledge the small wins. So say, for instance, they go through the rehab and they're a week, or they maybe a day out of rehab, and they're excited. They're saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe I made it through 3 months of rehab or 30 days of rehab and I haven't used. And you'll see them there. Their face is brighter. There's not any scars in their face or, you know, marks in their face. They're just feeling good about themselves. And they're enjoying, you know, the fact that, hey, I'm out of rehab and I've been clean 30 days, 20 days, however many days. Rejoice with them. And as the days are counted, that they are not using. Rejoice with them. Tell them how proud of them you are. I mean, this is very important because you have to understand some people have been in addiction 10, 20, 30 years, and they don't even remember a day that they were clear and drug free or alcohol free. And when God cleans them up, and it's almost like they're reborn and starting life all over again, it's up to us to continue to pour the good things in them, the loving things in them, pour their cup of love, let them overflow. Because we all know that a lot of times people get into addiction and alcoholism based on filling a void that only God can fill. I'm going to say that again. They get into drug addiction and alcoholism to fill a void that only Jesus can fill. Some of them have been through a lot of trauma, a lot of abuse, and sometimes they just want to numb the pain. And these are just different reasons that people end up going into drug addiction and alcoholism. But we want to offer them a brand new beginning. And it starts with loving them right where they're at and not judging them right where they're at. Nobody needs to tell anybody what they've done wrong when they're an adult that they understand. The last thing you want to hear is somebody rub your mistake in your face. So we have to give out the love we want somebody to give to us. Okay. Celebrate every small victory along the way, whether it's a day of sobriety, a breakthrough in therapy, or a moment of clarity. Every step forward is worth celebrating. Step 10, pray that you do not relapse. This is big, guys, because you know what they've went through. And the enemy always have these little tools. I know even when my sister was going through her sobriety, and after she had went through months of going through, you know, therapy and everything, and the Lord really, really, really delivered her, you know, from addiction. When she got out and she went around some of the same family members that were using, and she told me countless stories of them saying, here, 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 and her having to say, no, I don't want it, and literally had to fight it. Because guess what? The enemy's right there waiting to put you right back in bondage, to put you back in the place that you were at before, because he wants you to lose everything. So you got to get to the point. And it was times that we were getting ready to go to our hometown where she knew there was a lot of people around drugs. She was like, no, I'm going to stay here. I'm not ready. And when she got ready, she was able to say no. So it's, you know, you're going to have to know your limitations. You're going to have to know, you know, who you've been around. If you know that you were doing drugs with a whole set of people and you want to live your life differently, you can't go back to the same set of people that you were with before unless God delivers you, cleans you up, heals you, and then sends you back to minister or to witness to them. But you, when you're getting strong, you can't get strong with people that are in what you're just getting out of. So that's very important to know. Relapse is a part of the journey. Sometimes people do relapse. Okay. We pray that you don't. That's my thing. I pray that you do not relapse, that you not go back, okay? Because you have a new beginning that's forward. And if you're reaching back, you're stopping the process of your tomorrow, of your next blessing. If indeed there is a relapse, remember that it is not the end of the road. Be prepared for setbacks and challenges along the way. Offer your love, support, and understanding as your loved one picks themselves back up and keeps moving forward. Continually pray for and with them. And please, please, please do not title your family members. Do not call them a meth head or a crackhead or any of those terms, because what you're doing is just speaking that over them. No, you say, I thank the Lord he's delivered you from crack cocaine. I thank the Lord he's delivered you from meth. I thank the Lord he's delivered you from alcohol. I thank the Lord. All of those things, you continually speak life over them. Don't look in there, look at them with the eyes of deceit or with the eyes of disgust. Because guess what? God's grace and mercy kept us from being on the other side. God's grace and mercy, it could have been us. I say that all the time. I stay humble because I know that there's things I've did in my past that it could easily been me hooked on alcohol or on drugs or whatever. But God, so because God gave me the grace and the mercy and he loved me through my stuff, because we ain't talking about my stuff right now. We will, because we always keep it real right here. But I'm talking about addiction and steps to how to support your loved one through addiction. Step 11, stay hopeful. Hope is the light that guides us through the darkness of night. Fam, stay hopeful. Even when the road ahead seems long and uncertain, believe in the power of Jesus and resilience, faith and love to overcome any obstacle in our path. Now, step 12. Practice forgiveness. Forgiveness ain't just for the other person, fam. It's for you too. Let go of any resentment, anger, or hurt that's holding you back from healing and moving forward together. Forgiveness sets us free to love, grow, and thrive in the light of grace. You know, one of the biggest open doors for addiction is unforgiveness. You know, sometimes we make wrong choices in life. And we don't know how to come back from them. So we try to find something to numb the pain, to escape the reality. There are so many different ways that we try to get away from going through and feeling the pain. And this is one of the biggest open doors for addiction that we got to close. We got to close it by saying, you know what? Not only do I forgive you for what you've done, you for the hurt you've caused, but I forgive me for allowing it. See, that's sometimes the biggest thing is we don't know how to forgive ourselves. We don't know how to forgive ourselves. And sometimes it's not even our fault, the things that's happened to us in our lives, whether you be molested, raped, went through major things within your life. It's not your fault. However, you can move on from the pain. You can be healed from the pain. You have to be, so that you don't repeat the cycle with your children or grandchildren. So there you have it. 12 steps to supporting a loved one through addiction. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Reach out for support. Stay true to your values and keep shining your light for all to see. Thanks for tuning in to Keeping It Real with Coach Roz, coming off mute. Until next time, keep it real. Stay true to yourself and always remember, as long as you have a pulse, you have a purpose. And love is the greatest healer of all. Peace and blessings, fam. Here are some resources for those experiencing addiction. Right here in Lubbock, Texas. This is a number not just for Lubbock, because they have other places outside of Lubbock as well. Stages of recovery. Phone number is 806-994-4963. I'm going to say that again. It's 806-994-4963. They offer addiction treatment services. And the website is www.stagesrecoverycenters.com. If you have any questions or you need to know anything, you can always inbox me or give me a call. God bless you, and I pray that this episode blessed you. If there's anybody out there, family member, that want to reach out because you're really suffering with your son, your daughter that has addiction, and you need some resources, or you just need somebody to pray with, please reach out to me. I understand the process, and that's why I share what I share, because I know what we went through with my sister up close and personal, and I've went through other things with other family members as well. And I do know that it's a road to walk through. But with God, with Christ, all things are possible. So I just want to encourage you to not give up and know that God loves you and I do too. Have a blessed and prosperous Monday.